A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices with which to go and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb, just as the sun was rising. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked, they could see that the stone, which was very big, had already been rolled back. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man in a white robe seated on the right-hand side, and they were struck with amazement. He said to them, "There is no need for alarm. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See, here is the place where they laid him. You must go and tell his disciples and Peter, 'He is going before you to Galilee. It is there you will see him, just as he told you.'" And the women came out and ran away from the tomb, because they were frightened, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, when I was visiting the hospital, I passed through the X-ray area and was attracted by a poster which read, "Keep your valuables with you at all times. Keep your valuables with you at all times." Immediately I thought of the sacred season we are celebrating, when, thanks to God's love and free gift of Jesus, whether we know it or not, our most valuable gift is indeed with us at all times. Of all the days in the year, I think this Holy Saturday offers us the opportunity to be in touch with our most valuable treasure. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Now, I'm sure we all know the experience of sitting with a loved one, waiting for death. Waiting for death that will take their physical presence from us. And as we wait, there is pain and grief. Yet, there is still a physical presence. The dying drama is drawn out, and we can find ourselves longing for it to be over. On Good Friday, just yesterday, we watched and waited. Waited with our beloved Jesus, yielding up his spirit on the cross. The pain was so intense that when they placed his body, his physical presence in the tomb, there was a certain relief. Now today, we sit in the silence and stillness, the darkness of the tomb, longing, just like the women who went to anoint the body of Jesus, longing to see just once more his physical presence. Sitting at the tomb, I believe something happens deep within us. Perhaps it is an awareness that this is the darkness which is a necessary prelude to the subsequent experience of resurrection. All of creation shows us that the light of new life has to be preceded by the death of darkness. Think of the grain of wheat dying in the ground. The butterfly, which had to pass through the cocoon stage. The trees, which were once seeds in the dark of Mother Earth. Words are inadequate to express what we feel as we approach the Easter Vigil. This is the night of fire and light, which expels the darkness. This is the night of the full moon. On this sacred night, it is the light of Christ which transforms the darkness of each of our lives with the faith that death and the tomb will never extinguish the light of the resurrected life. As we sing, Christ our light, thanks be to God, this light names the mystery of the risen Christ, the most valuable gift forever present with and within us. Our suffering, grief, and loss are the journey by which the life of Christ becomes more fully revealed within us, until we can say, I live now, not I, Christ lives in me. The Paschal candle, symbol of Christ in our midst, reminds us of the bond between crucifixion and resurrection, darkness and light. As the priest traces a cross on the candle with five fragrant nails of incense, we recall our Lenten journey. The words Alpha and Omega are also inscribed on the Paschal candle, reminding us that Christ is our beginning and our end. Yes, this night, this Easter night, is truly blessed. Heaven is wedded with earth, humanity reconciled with God. This is the most blessed of all nights, chosen by God to see Christ rising from the dead. On this great night, we will again affirm our baptismal promises to die to self and to live for God. We will do this as we light our candles from the Paschal candle, the light of Christ. So, my friends, as we listen to the words of the Gospel, when the women arrive at the tomb and the angel announces, you are looking for Jesus who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. We too will know that Christ, our life, has risen and gone before us into Galilee, those sacred places of our lives where he waits for us to be with him. We will know that God's love working in us, in our vulnerability, our weakness, through the crucified and risen one, will enable us to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Christ, our light, thanks be to God. Christ crucified has risen. Blessings, Easter blessings on you all. Amen.